You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The city of San Luis Obispo is deciding whether to keep some pandemic-era changes, including outdoor dining parklets for restaurants. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more.
The parklets are spaces that are built out onto the street and utilize parking space in front of the businesses at no cost to the restaurants. Luke Schwartz is the transportation manager with the city of San Luis Obispo. He says the city is asking people to fill out a survey about whether to keep the parklets.
We're basically asking, you know, have you used our parklets? If so, do you support it? Do you find it to be a positive attribute or addition to the community? And would you like to see something like this permanent moving forward?
Schwartz says there is a potential for the parklets to be removed altogether, but the feedback the city has received about them so far has been mostly positive.
Well, anything's possible. Our kind of long-term vision for the downtown is more of a walkable, people-oriented pedestrian district.
He says there are several factors that will need to be considered with any decision.
With the parklets, the trade-offs are loss of on-street parking capacity. The other is there's a cost to the city in administering this program.
Schwartz says lost parking meter revenue, installation, and maintenance fees all add up. If the parklets stay, Schwartz says there will be talks about sharing the costs of the parklets with businesses by incurring some kind of fee. Schwartz says there are some restaurants that have opted to remove their parklets due to limited staffing and desire to keep the street parking in front of their businesses. But a representative of Giuseppe's Italian restaurant in downtown SLO says they love their parklet and want to keep it. They say it's been positive for business in the last year. More than 5,000 people have already responded to the survey. It will stay open until June 17th. Responses will then be brought to a public study session with the city council on July 20th, at which community members are invited to attend. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.